Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Okay. Hi, you're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information about Sex with Emily, you can find everything you need at sexwithemily.com, where we've got all the sex and information advice, dating, relationships. We've got our blogs. We've got our polls. We're doing giveaways. We're doing a lot of fun things. So you want to check out Sex with Emily. And thanks, everyone, for becoming a Friends with Benefits member. We so appreciate that. And there's all that information about it on our site. I've got a special guest here today. Evan Marquez is a dating coach extraordinaire. You are the man. Like, when I think dating coach, I think Evan Marquez.
It's nice to be number one in the field of one.
There's others out there trying to creep in. I'm like, you're no Evan Marquez.
I tease. No, thank you very much. And it's nice. I've been doing this for 8 years or something ridiculous like that now. Beats working for a living.
Totally.
And, I think just like you.
Yes.
I mean, you do this long enough and you start off, you're doing it because it's just something to do. And then eventually you look up and you're like, oh, I could do this.
I could do this. I'm doing it. So tell me, why do people need a dating coach? What is a dating coach?
I think it's just like any industry where there's a specialist. If you were on evanmarquez.com, you'd see I'm a personal trainer for people who want to fall in love. So everybody could go to the gym and knows how to use the equipment. But a lot of people go to the gym and don't get any results. So the strange thing about love and relationships and understanding the opposite sex is that we think it's the kind of thing that should come inherently. Everybody has a love life. Everybody has opinions about it. Everybody gives advice about it. But if you look around, most people are not very effective
no.
or happy in healthy relationships. And so I think it's no different than learning to play guitar or get business coaching or
people don't think to get a dating coach because they think, oh, I'm going to figure it out.
Yeah,
15 years go by, they're still trying to date.
And it's very specific too. This isn't therapy what I do. I'm not a psychologist. I don't pretend to be a psychologist. A psychologist listens and says, how does that make you feel?
Right.
And you'll talk for 50 minutes and you might feel better. People ask me, what do I do? And
right.
I say, here's what you do. Here's if you do this, this will happen.
Okay, right? So give me a common scenario. Someone comes to you looking for love. Set me up with a common one. I'm a woman. Let's say I'm a chick. And I'm like, let's say it's me.
Let's say you're you. Let's take that hypothetical.
Okay. I need a dating coach.
Hypothetically.
I've
got a friend. Her name is Emily.
Okay. So Emily. So I'll be me.
Okay.
I say that I'm not looking for anyone in particular because I really don't feel that I am because I'm obsessed with my work and I'm kind of a workaholic and I always think, well, once all my work stuff gets, everything's going and whatever, then I'll look for a man.
Sure.
Then I'll have the time. But I know that's just an excuse probably and using work as an excuse to not find love. But I feel, and then I meet many nice men and they all want to date and get serious, but I'm like, I can't because I'm working or I try. And then they're not right, or maybe there'll be someone else, or I'm busy, or I meet someone else, and I go from one relationship to the next.
Yeah, you're a guy.
I'm a dude.
Yeah, so that makes it very simple to understand you.
Thank you.
So I'm a guy, too.
We've got
that in common.
Okay.
Right?
So I
think happiness is when your actions are aligned with your goals.
Right.
Right? If someone says, I'm a people person, but they get a job as a night watchman, they're not going to be that happy. They might have a job. Right? It's better than not having a job, but what they're doing is not actually going to make them happy.
Right.
So you have to, you know, ask yourself, I mean, if we're doing this sort of spot-on dating
coaching. Analyze it. Break me down.
These are choices. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a right or a wrong.
Right.
It's an effective or ineffective. If you want to fall in love, have a family, right? And again, that's an important thing. If you want kids, there's a different course of action.
Exactly.
Right? Is that something that's in the cards for you?
It could be.
Okay. Because if you do want that, smart to take action at a younger age than to say, you know what, I'm going to get started when all my ducks are in a row when I'm 41.
Right, exactly.
Right?
That's a bad time to start.
Not just because of biology, but because of male preference. Because if he wants to have kids, he's going to say, oh, I would love someone just like Emily if she were only 35.
Right.
Right. So there's more things that are at play.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The kind of guy you want who wants to have kids. And I married an older woman and she had a kid at age 41. She's going to be 42 in November.
Wow, okay.
A lot of guys not willing to take that chance.
Right.
And it doesn't mean they're bad, shallow
guys.
No,
they're just like the numbers, the whole thing.
Very practical.
Like, right.
All things remaining equal. If I have a choice of dating someone who's 39 or 32, I'm going to choose 32.
Right.
The same exact person.
Right. Unless this person's amazing.
So that's why when women come to me and, you know, majority of my clients are women, they're 35 plus, and they say, all right, I'm ready to take this seriously.
Right,
I waited too long.
Usually.
I put my career first. I have everything, right? They did exactly what you're doing, right? And then they said, crap, this isn't the – I've got everything except the guy, and my life is not going to be complete for the next 40 years if I don't have that.
Right, exactly.
And I think we sort of give up something, and it's very short-term thinking rather than long-term thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So if you or someone like you were to say, I want to prioritize my love life, I'm going to keep on working, but I can't snooze on this.
Right.
Right. You'd bring someone like me aboard.
Okay.
And we'd start from scratch. Right. And that's where the online dating thing comes in. It's not because online dating is the be-all, end-all.
Right. But that's how many people are meeting online right now.
Well, in real life, you work in a small office with a handful of people. You're not, you know, you're kind of past picking up strangers in bars type thing.
Right.
A lot of your friends are married. It doesn't happen organically
exactly.
The way we'd like it to.
Right.
So online dating is a great medium to create opportunity. And so then if you're going to do this, I'll write your online dating profile. I'll pay for professional photos. I'll teach you how to flirt. We'll log into Match.com and look up cute people together. And I'll show you.
You do all that with me. You'll teach me how to flirt.
I'll show you. I mean, you're probably a natural.
I am.
But,
you're right. But that's awesome that you provide that to people, because people all the time are like, how do I flirt?
And it's also understanding the opposite sex. There are people who do things that, once again, make sense when they're writing it or saying it. And in practice, oh, I know you meant this, Emily, but do you see how this might have come across to him? And you'll be like, oh my God, I didn't mean that.
Right.
So I try to provide.
You're such a pro. You get inside.
Just try to provide objective analysis.
Because no one is reading your proofing your chatty flirts.
Yeah, and so I just try to tell you, if you want a quality guy, here's how quality, intelligent, successful, mm-hmm. relationship-oriented guys think. Here's what's going to be most effective.
Right.
Here's what you're doing, and here's what's most effective. You could choose to change your actions, or you could keep on doing what you're doing.
Right.
I'm not going to judge you.
Right, of course.
But it's like hiring a personal trainer and saying, I don't like waking up at 6 in the morning to go to the gym. I kind of like my fried foods. I want to eat carbs after 6. There's no point in hiring someone if you're not going to change.
Right, hire the trainer, right. Okay.
So I'm going to stop talking, but that's the
That's awesome. That's really cool. So like as we touch on online dating, I get a lot of emails from guys who are like, I don't know what to say during that first message to someone, that first online dating message, and they're like, do I tell her that she's cute? And I'm like, no. So what would you say is a good first online? You see someone online, you see their profile, what would you say? What's a good subject?
I like the fact that you asked the question, and I like the fact that you asked the question the way you asked the question, because the question is a common one, as you alluded to, but it's the wrong question, all right? Which is, what do I say? Which implies that there's this thing, there's this line.
There's this one
template that if you say this to every woman, she's gonna run after you and take off her pants for you. And that's not the right way of looking at online dating.
Okay. There's not one way, not one thing to say.
Any guy who's telling you that...
No perfect pickup line exists on the planet.
Because like we were talking about this before we got on the air. What do women want? They want to be individuals.
Right.
So if she's going to be an individual, you can't give her a canned line. It inherently defeats the point of what she's looking for.
Right.
This isn't about you, dude.
Right.
What does she want?
You got to look at her profile. You got to read what she said. Don't send some generic...
Exactly.
Right?
So think of a typical email in which he tells you everything you already know. Dear Emily, he knows your name is Emily. You know your name is Emily. I read your profile. You know.
Right.
He's read your profile. I think you're really cute. You know.
Right.
I think we have a lot in common. You know.
Right.
I notice you like skiing. I also like skiing. It's called Me Too.
Right.
Me Too doesn't win anybody
over. Me Too is so boring.
Doesn't win anybody over.
Right.
So please check out my profile. You know you're supposed to do that. And if you like what I have to say, weak and needy. Right?
Weak and needy if you like what I have to say.
Because you're saying you're up on a pedestal.
Break it down,
please give me a chance. I hope to hear from you soon. Weak and needy. So you're essentially putting someone else up on a pedestal. I call it the pedestal principle. Once you put the opposite sex up on a pedestal, they're immediately looking down at you. So you can't compliment someone in that first email. It defeats the purpose. You're trying to build attraction, and attraction doesn't come from, please, 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 pick me.
Wow.
So that's what happens. Men and women write emails, and they compliment the other person, and the other person's like, ah, Jesus.
But later on, you want a lot of compliments when you're in a relationship.
Later. At the beginning.
That's just one of my big things.
At the beginning.
When you're in a relationship, you want a lot of compliments.
At the beginning, it's a dance, though.
At the beginning, it's a
dance. Do you respond to the guy who's like, oh, my God, you're so gorgeous, you're so
funny.
Right? Even though... Don't you like a lot of compliments? You just said,
I love compliments,
but not that early.
Not from a stranger. Oh, my God, it's a timing thing with compliments.
Not from a stranger.
Right, not from a stranger.
Right? So
I'm like, great, you looked at my picture.
Yeah, so what do you say?
What do you say?
You choose the line in his or her profile that's the most unique thing that they said. Not what you like, not what you have in common, because that's just going to lead to a Me Too.
Right.
Right? You like dogs? I like dogs. You're from New York? I'm from New York. Boring. Right? Find the thing, express your opinion or observation about it. And if your opinion or observation is more than Me Too, I like it too. Right, you're going to start a conversation the way you start a conversation with someone in real life.
Exactly.
Where if you bring up, if you mention in your profile Costa Rica, for example, it's made up Costa Rica.
Right.
I would say, all right, what's my opinion or observation about Costa Rica? I don't really know much about Costa Rica, but I do know that every person in San Francisco or Los Angeles who does yoga ends up going on a yoga retreat in Costa Rica.
Like, true.
That's literally all I know about Costa Rica.
Right, exactly.
It's like yoga retreat island.
Right, exactly.
So I would write an email to you. You know, the subject of the email would be not hey, hi, what's up, email. It would be.
Has everyone got this? Don't say hi in your subject line. Don't say hey.
It would be yoga retreat island, right? That would be the subject of my email.
Love it. Okay.
I'm just making this up.
Right. You're so good.
And so, hey, I see that you love taking vacations in Costa Rica. I got to be honest. I don't know anything about Costa Rica. I've never been there before. But everybody I know in San Francisco and Los Angeles who's ever gone on a yoga retreat ends up in Costa Rica. Right. I'm picturing flying into the airport and seeing 25,000 people doing down dog at the same time.
Right.
Is it anything like that?
Right.
Talk to you soon, Ev.
Right.
That's it.
That's it.
Right.
Right. And then you're like the one that's stuck. You're the one. And it's true. I think that's so true because so many of the men I've dated, it's like through their writing, through their text, through the way they wooed me, through their words.
And so it's you're exhibiting two characteristics with that. You're exhibiting boldness, confidence, humor. It takes balls to do something that stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? To really put yourself on the line and say something completely silly. To offer
right.
your opinion about her fact.
Right.
You can't just give someone a fact. You like Bruce Springsteen? I like Bruce Springsteen.
So boring.
Right.
Who
but
cares?
But you can make.
Right.
But you could say, "What's the deal with Bruce Springsteen? The guy's from New Jersey, but he's got an Oklahoma accent. What part
right.
of New Jersey do they speak Oklahoman anyway?"
Right. And right. she'd think that's funny, and right. she'd probably email
it's
you back.
It's silly, but then you just start a dialogue.
I got it.
And
that's
this,
so
and this
good.
Is the way people talk in real life.
Right, exactly.
This is the way people
I
actually
hope they
flirt
do.
In
There's
real
some
life.
There's boring people, too, who are like, oh, you come here often?
Exactly. So if you express an opinion in your first email about something
in
the other person's profile,
mm-hmm.
you're halfway there.
Okay, I love it. So what about, and then what are some of the issues that come up? Let's say you're on, like, are the first date rules that you go by?
Are we talking to men or women?
First, let's talk to men.
Okay. Have you ever read Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People?
Parts of it, yeah.
Okay. It is the best dating book not written for dating.
Wow. Okay.
I literally, on my website, there's like an About tab, and on the About tab, there's a Writing tab. And I've got a bibliography of all these
wow.
amazing dating and relationship books that are
okay.
like are fast and fun reads.
Wait, we didn't even say exactly evanmarkkatz.com. That's Evan, M-A-R-C,
mm-hmm.
Katz.com. And we'll have this on our website as well.
Thank you.
It's great information.
Thank you. So Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People. And it was written in the 30s for like insurance
right.
salespeople.
Right.
It's really kind of
totally.
Clunky,
you always have it right.
Clunky and awkwardly written. But the wisdom in it is really great. So he talks about how when someone has an agenda, they don't end up achieving their agenda. Okay? So think about it like a car salesman. Hey, Emily, what are you looking for in a car? I'm going to sell you a car today. I got to make my quote at the end of the month. I'll give you a great deal. Everything must go. This one goes from 0 to 60 in 4.5 seconds. You got to buy a car today. I'm not going to let you leave the lot until you buy a car.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's not going to sell you a car.
No.
Why? He's trying too hard to sell
exactly.
you a car.
Right?
So who is going to sell you the car? Emily, welcome to my car lot. What are you looking for? What's important to you? Is it speed, performance, price, safety, looks,
mm-hmm.
mileage? What are the things that you're looking for? I'll find the car that works best for your needs.
Okay.
That's the guy who sells you the car.
Right.
Because it's all about you. It's not about him.
Right. So right. the guy needs to make it.
About her. The problem is, guys, all of us, I could flip this around and apply
totally.
It to women, but all of us have an agenda when it comes to a first date. So let's take what are... Take two guys at the extremes. What are their typical agendas?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
First date, I'm a confident guy. What's my agenda?
To get laid.
Good. So we're gonna go fast through this.
Okay.
If I'm an insecure guy, what's my agenda?
To get laid.
No.
Oh. Not to get a second date?
Mm-hmm. I just want to impress you enough to get a second
right.
date. You're
right.
so smart and funny and pretty. And I just
but
don't
really he wants to get laid.
I just don't.
Too.
I just don't.
He's not as he doesn't
I,
think he can.
Right. He's not confident enough to worry about
right.
getting there.
Right, right.
He's
okay.
afraid of even making a move.
Totally.
He just
right.
doesn't want to screw up.
Okay.
Right? So
mm-hmm.
if we just take those as the two paradigms of male agendas on first dates.
Right. I love it.
Right?
Okay.
What happens when those guys pursue that agenda? The guy who wants to get laid puts his arm around you, has another drink. What's your favorite position? And you're
right.
like, dude, I've known you for 5 minutes.
Exactly.
Back up.
Right.
He's the car salesman. He's trying too hard.
Right.
Right? The guy who wants to impress you, what does he do?
The guy who wants to impress me. He starts asking me questions about.
Well, the guy who's insecure that he's not going to get a second date. What does he
oh,
do?
Oh, he's like a puppy dog, and he is kissing my ass,
uh-huh.
and he's so impressed. I mean, he's nervous, and
uh-huh.
he's tongue tied,
uh-huh.
and he stutters a little, and sometimes he does a fake yawn because he's so. Do you know the fake yawn? Insecure guys do a fake yawn.
That's
a few,
new.
A few of my friends have noticed. All I know right. it's very new. There's guys, and I think you'll notice is that when they're nervous around a woman, they're like, no, 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 how's your day? Or they do it on the phone because
really?
They're so nervous, they do a fake yawn.
Got it.
Anyway, I
learn something every day.
Yes. Okay, so they might do that.
So insecure guys
right.
either go to that end of the spectrum and they're like, is everything okay?
And I'm like, oh my God, he's in love with me.
Are you
right.
having fun?
Right.
Am I doing okay? Or
right.
he hijacks the conversation and talks for 2 hours straight.
Because he's so insecure
and
about
so he's
himself.
Like, he ends up bragging about himself, but he's really insecure.
Right.
Please like me. Here's everything you need to know. Here's why I'm great. right?
Right.
Either way, the guy who tries to impress, not very impressive.
Right.
Right. This is what happens when someone has an agenda on a first date.
Okay.
So for a guy to be a great first date, he has to put his agenda aside and focus on your agenda.
Right.
So then we say, what is a woman's agenda? What does she want out of a guy? She wants a guy to show signs of chivalry, generosity, consistency, thoughtfulness,
mm-hmm.
integrity,
mm-hmm.
confidence.
Oh, right? Say a lot, yes.
Right. So this is what a woman's looking for. So his job is just to do what you want. It's
right.
simple. Call if he's talking to you on Sunday night, not texting you, talking to you on Sunday night,
right.
what are you doing next Saturday night? I know of a great tapas restaurant in your part of town.
Right.
I'll pick you up at 9, dress sexy.
Right.
I got it.
Right.
The man with the plan. He doesn't call you 5 minutes before. What are you doing right now?
Right. He doesn't text you all week.
He's got a plan.
Man with a plan is hot.
Man with a plan makes the reservations, tells you where, what approximately when he's picking you up, what you're going to wear. Now that he's got the date with you, he doesn't disappear for like a week. Am I still going out with him, right?
Right.
He keeps in touch. He'll call you. He'll email you. He'll text you. He'll
right.
keep the emotional tether alive.
But not too much.
Exactly. But
right.
he's
but
he, doesn't, he,
like,
doesn't, he doesn't disappear.
Right.
So you still feel connected to him during
right.
that week before the date.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Building up trust, building up anticipation.
Right.
Right. He's starting
Love
to get a little excited about
excited?
The guy.
Excited? Yeah.
He confirms the day before. He shows up on time. Right?
Shoes, doesn't forget his wallet.
Dresses
right.
appropriately. Shoes match the belt, whatever. Okay?
Right.
Polite to the waitress, maitre d', lets you order anything you want on the menu, knows how to choose a glass of wine to go with his meal, asks you questions about yourself,
mm-hmm.
listens to your answers, doesn't hijack the conversation, tells relevant...
when they do the hijack.
Relevant stories. He's relationship-oriented, but he's not looking to get married on the date.
Right.
Right? Not talking negatively about exes and
work. Or, negative about work and exes is horrible.
Right?
Negative about anything.
Again, I'm rolling...
You hate your job, you're miserable.
I'm rolling through this. We're almost done. Right. End of the meal comes, picks up the check, no questions asked. Maybe he's already scouted the area. He knows of another bar because it's only 10 o'clock on Saturday night. And he knows of another place to take you to nearby that you could walk to. Couple rounds of drinks, picks up the check, no questions asked. Walks you to your cab, walks you home, gives you a big kiss goodnight. I had a lot of fun. Can't wait to see you again. Calls you the next day. Next day. When could I see you again?
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Okay. You could disagree. I'm telling you, if she likes you, she's thrilled.
She's thrilled you called the next
right?
day. It's true.
He's not
it's
a game
so
player.
True. He's not a game player, right?
Right? He calls you the next day. You're like, he called me the next day. If you think he's a creep, he's like, who is this needy stalker?
Right.
But if you like him, you can't go wrong.
Right.
That is a great date by any woman's standards.
Yes.
Okay?
Absolutely.
What happens if you do that? He achieves his agenda.
Right.
He impresses you enough to get a second date, and he's got a chance of getting laid one day.
Right.
By focusing on your agenda, he achieves his agenda.
Got
That's
it.
The magic of Dale Carnegie.
Okay.
Got
that
it?
Is so interesting.
Put aside what you want. Focus on what the other person wants.
That is so.
And you will get what you want.
It's for business. It's for anything in life,
yep.
right? God. And some of us do this naturally, and some of us have to learn. So this is why they need you.
Because
you're teaching these skills.
Most of this doesn't come naturally. Most of us and women go into dates with their own agenda.
Right.
Right? So they're either nervous. They hope the guy likes them. Or they're like, who is this guy? What's wrong with him? Let me figure out what's wrong with him. I don't want to waste my time. Is he serious? Is he player? Does he have a good relationship with his mom and his exes? Is he looking
right.
for marriage and kids? And they're trying to figure out the future in an hour and a half.
Right.
And when that agenda shows up on a date, and a guy's like, oh, God, this is too much.
Right. So the women have to relax. So what's your advice for women then to be?
It's the same thing. You flip it around. What's your agenda? Whatever it is, what you're looking to get
right.
out of that date,
right.
when you're trying to figure out the future or, you know, put it aside. Doesn't matter what you want. Focus on what he wants.
Okay.
So what does he want? He wants to
he
impress
wants to
you.
Get laid? Oh,
wants
no.
To, yes. He wants to impress you. He
right.
wants to get laid.
I got it.
Your job? Let him know you're impressed and let him know that if he's a good boy, he's got a chance of getting laid
okay.
one day. That's all a woman has to do
That's
on a first
so
date.
That's so good. You just made it so easy.
Look him in the eye. Touch him on the hand. Laugh at his jokes. Put away the BlackBerry. Ask him questions about himself. Compliment him on his shirt or his shoes or his
right.
funny story or his business acumen.
Right.
Thank him for choosing the restaurant and pick up the check. And kiss him at the end of the night when he makes his move. Congratulations, you're a great date.
Right.
That's literally all you have to do.
Okay.
Is make him feel great. It's I actually, in my ebook, Why He Disappeared, I use a sex metaphor. It is like being in bed. Your job is to make him feel like a stallion. Right? You don't have to do that much. Make him feel really good about being there. He's going to say, that was the best date I ever had. And all you did was laugh at his jokes and tell him and be cool and easygoing and gregarious and make him feel really good about choosing to take you out. You let him know that he was valuable, interesting, smart, sexy.
Okay. Got it.
Right.
I want to get into your book in a minute, why he disappeared.
Sorry. I know I'm being interviewed. I just yap so much.
This is what, no, I love that you yap. I said this to the, I was like, he's awesome. He's like, because you have such good things to say, amazing things to say. And everyone should hear your voice. You did write this book, Why Men Disappear.
It's called Why He Disappeared.
Why He Disappeared. And I want to get into that in 1 minute, because there's a question I want to ask that's related to what you said. So what about nice guys? Like, a lot of times, guys are just like too nice, right? When we're like, "Oh, he was too nice. He was great." Nice. Yeah. In that profile of that guy that you just explained, is he a nice guy?
Which guy?
I mean, of the guy who did everything right.
He could be.
But what's the problem with nice guys? Let's talk about the nice guy for a minute that doesn't get laid and that doesn't get dates and it messes up and falls into the friend zone.
Yeah. Years ago when I was coaching both sexes more than I do now. 20% of my clients were nice guys. I had these smart, strong women and nice guys. Nice guys are really easy to help, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, nice guys are the easiest to help.
How do you help them?
You just give them permission to have balls. It's really not that hard. I had one guy, he hired me for 8 weeks of coaching. Okay. His story, I love this story. He's like,
I already love this story.
I
don't even know where it's going. I love it.
He was a 30-year-old guy in Boston. I'm not going to out him, but he's like, I went out with this woman. She's from work. She's so smart. She's so pretty. I just don't want to screw up. I've been out on 3 dates with her, and I feel like it's losing momentum. Tuesday night, we went to the Cheesecake Factory after work at 5:30, and I don't know what to do. Help me. Like, he was just stuck.
Right.
Nice
guy. And he knew, so thank God he came to you.
Not a bad guy. He's not a bad-looking guy. Just felt like he was out of his league.
Right, falling into the friend zone.
I said, this is so simple. When you get off the phone with me, send her an email. Jane, had a great time with you on Tuesday night. Right? I'll repeat what I said before. Had a great time with you on Tuesday night. Can't wait to do it again. Friday night, pick you up at 9, dress sexy. I know of a great place to take you. He's like, but I don't know of a great place to take her. I was like, you'll figure it out.
Right.
Right. Just tell her you've got a plan.
That's true. That's true. We love to hear that you have a plan. Right.
You have a plan.
You are confirming everything that's true.
Right. So all you have to do is pick her up. The problem is you're setting yourself up for failure. She's gone out with you 3 times because she likes you. She's not doing you a favor. She likes you. She's waiting for you to man up.
Right.
So you have to man up. You are actually losing your window.
Right.
But no one could get any action if you're going for drinks at 5:30 at the Cheesecake Factory.
Right.
Anybody's going to fail in that position. So choose a later date, pick her up at her place, right? Give her 3 drinks, drive her home at midnight, you'll walk her to her door, right? Now she's going to say, would you like to come inside when you make your move and kiss her?
Right.
And now you'll be all set.
So the nice guy's problem then is that they don't have a plan.
And they're not thinking ahead into what do I want to happen. It's being actually somewhat strategic.
Right.
You want to make a move. She wants you to make a move. She's losing confidence in you because you're not doing it.
Because you're being a wimp.
So give yourself permission to be the guy that she wants you to be.
Okay.
She's not a timid flower. She's a sexual being.
Mm.
So just put yourself in the position to succeed. If you need a few drinks to do it, get the few drinks, but just don't have her drive her own car because that's her excuse to leave.
Right.
So you
never let her drive her own car. I always drive my own car.
You drive her home, kiss her at the doorstep. She'll invite you inside. The next week I talk to the guy. He's like, I don't think I need my other 7 weeks of coaching.
Okay, come on.
I swear to you.
Just because he said 10 o'clock dress sexy.
He said everything you said. I swear to God, this story. Everything you said happened and I went inside, and I think she's my girlfriend now, so thank you. It was 8 weeks of coaching in 1 week.
Wow. That's amazing.
I swear, I could not make that up.
Amazing what you do, because people, I get these, I mean,
he just
I would
needed
be out of work,
confidence.
But I get hundreds of emails about this stuff.
He needed the permission to do what she wanted him to do.
Right.
She wants you to make the move.
She does.
It doesn't mean you're like a perv or a heathen. It means you're a guy, and
what
you're
about
making
strong
her feel
women? Then what about the strong women in the night? Like, do they? How do strong women in these? What do they want? You think?
Well, they want the same thing. Well, that's the conundrum. Strong women. Let's say they're in the 95th percentile of everything. They're the most beautiful. They're the most successful. They're the most educated. They're looking for the 5% of men who are more man than they are.
Right.
The problem is that 5% doesn't want them in return.
Why?
because that's not what he's interested in.
He's interested in someone who's more docile.
You could use the word docile, but I would probably say someone who makes him feel better about himself.
Right.
So it's not that she doesn't have many great qualities that she's bringing to the table.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm that guy, I need something that I don't get.
So guys don't like strong. You wrote a blog about that, how guys don't like strong, successful women.
I'm glad you tied those things together. It's the most popular blog post I've ever written. And I started off by using a comparison with nice guys. Nice guys are convinced that the reason that they don't do well with women is because they're nice. You've heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm just supposed to be a jerk, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I were a jerk, I'd do well with women. No, women don't want jerks.
Guys, they're always like, why do girls like that? Everyone like girls like jerk, right?
Exactly. So they don't want jerks.
No.
They want guys who are leaders, who have confidence, who have balls, who can make decisions and stand up for themselves.
Exactly.
That doesn't require being a jerk at all.
Right.
I've never been a jerk with women.
Right, right.
Right? And I've always done okay. So the nice guys are misguided if they think that being nice is the problem. Same with smart, strong, successful women.
Right.
It's not that you're too smart, strong, and successful. We're not intimidated by you. We prefer the company of people who have time for us,
mm-hmm.
who listen to us, who don't emasculate us, take away our decision-making abilities, criticize us.
Right.
We want to feel good
Got
around
it.
Our partner.
Right,
this
exactly.
Is, this
so
is,
women who, so typically, because I'm actually not to be make it about me, but I'm not
right?
like that at all.
I didn't say you were.
No. It's funny because I think of myself as a strong woman. Mm-hmm. But I also am very, in relationships, like, I want him to take charge. I never criticize. I never make the plan. Like, in fact, to a fault. Sometimes they're like, can you make a plan every once in a while? So I'm not that woman who's, like, comes off that way. I think I am more like,
sure.
I want men to be in charge.
I understand.
Yeah.
The problem is most women who claim to be like that.
Aren't. I swear. We can call some
They want it in theory. Essentially, you want him to be the president, but you want to have veto power.
Right. That's true.
So make a decision, unless I don't like your decision. And then
exactly.
I get to overrule
you. I'm like, I'll do anything except for that.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's the problem.
Okay.
Because the man who is the CEO
uh-huh.
doesn't need someone overruling him. That's not – he is the boss. That's what he does.
Exactly.
Right?
God, this is so interesting.
So,
I love it.
So there's that's where there's the friction is these women – right, they're amazing women. They're looking for that small fraction of guy who's man enough for they are.
Mm-hmm.
That guy doesn't want them in return.
Not all guys don't want.
I'm making generalizations. We have to make generalizations.
We have to.
So the better fit for those women
are
the nice guy. The guy's going to let them have their way. He's the better fit. They need a good wife.
Yeah, I've often thought that I need a good wife.
And that's not a pejorative term. If you find a guy who's a great guy, treats you well, holds his own socially. Right. If you're out making $250 a year working 50-hour weeks, you don't need a guy who makes $350. You
right.
do fine. It's the same as a guy who makes $250. He doesn't need someone who makes more.
Right.
So why could guys date anybody?
Right.
And women only need to date the small percentage of men above them. Women have created their own double standard.
Right. That's true. That's so true. It's fascinating. It's fascinating the way our culture and all these conundrums are that people keep getting the same thing. It's there's really just like a few scenarios when you think about it, right? Like you must and your coaching practice have been like, I know what to do with this one. I already know where you're going. Like people probably got to the point where they would tell you three things and you're like, I got you. I know your profile. I know what you need.
And you want to make everybody feel like an individual. But
of course,
it's pretty easy to see what's in people's blind spots.
Right. Right. And you can point that out for them.
And that's the idea is people are doing the best that they can and they keep on bumping up against the same wall over and over.
Over and over again. I mean, there's so many patterns in relationships. We did a show about that earlier about the patterns that we constantly date the same people or the types are making the same mistakes and how you get out of that. And a lot of times you get out of that. I guess a coach would be a great way. I would think in therapy, go back, figure out what your issues are, what's holding you back. Therapy takes too long.
I have great respect for therapists. It is, but it's a very, very slow puzzle. And
you can just be like,
I've got permission. I'm being asked to do it. I
right.
had one client who was 69 years old. She came to me. She's like, I got more out of 3 weeks of coaching with you than I had out of 30 years of therapy.
Yeah, that's amazing. I can totally see that. Coaches are awesome.
Therapists don't have the mandate to tell you what's wrong with
right.
you.
Right. And you're supposed to come to it on your own. Sometimes it takes 10 years.
If you can't see into your own blind spot.
Exactly.
And sometimes it's really apparent. And this is why friends can give good
exactly.
advice.
Exactly. They give you the blind spot. Okay, let's talk about your book, Why He Disappeared.
Yes.
Let's talk about that. It's been a great successful book. People can download it right now on your website.
Yep.
ASAP.
It's
why did he disappear?
There's three sections.
You had to write a book about it. I mean, like, Men disappear.
I had a friend who said, if you can write a book that explains why men disappear, you'll be a very successful dating coach.
And what you mean by that is why men, they didn't call you back for the second date, why they
first part of the book. First part of the book is why he disappeared after a first date. Second part of the book is why he disappeared when dating you.
Okay.
Third part of the book is why he disappeared from your relationship.
Wow.
So it's specifically for my clients who tend to be smart, strong, successful women.
Okay.
If you're looking to date that guy who's a little more alpha male.
Okay. Wow. It's just a niche kind, book.
But it applies to most people. Most people want that guy.
Right.
And you need to be able to distinguish: have I done something wrong that's alienated men over and over, and I didn't know it?
Right.
Or can I give myself a break and stop beating myself up? Right. I didn't do anything wrong. The person, for example, the person who dates George Clooney isn't doing anything wrong.
Right.
Right? The reason he disappeared is that's who he is.
Right. He disappears all the time.
And the only thing you could do is not choose him. Right?
Right. It's not so your job about the choices that we're making.
It's not your job to change this guy. Right? It's your job to say, I'm going to wean myself off of the George Clooney's and the James Bonds of the world.
Right. The bad boy kind
of thing. I'm going to wean myself off of that just because it never pans out.
Right. Not going so well.
It's not that he's not attractive. And listen, I'm married since we talked. I've been married now for 2.5 years or something like that. And it's not that I don't still find other women attractive, women who had certain characteristics that I chased for 35 years. It's that I realized I was going for the female George Clooney's.
You were.
And I was like, oh, I've got to stop that.
Right. And
I
you
was
did.
Going for the
you
female.
You coached yourself.
I was going for the female version of myself. And that's narcissism.
There's one of the guys I'm dating. We always say that we're like, we are the female male version of each other. It's so never going to work, but we like love each other, but we're so each other same.
We need complements, not clones, which is why the alpha male, you know, Maureen Dowd wrote, are men necessary?
I know. I own it. Yeah.
And so she's like, I'm a Pulitzer Prize winner. I can't believe that men must be intimidated by me. No. She's like, she's missing the whole point.
Right.
Why do men marry their secretaries? Because their secretaries make them feel good.
Right. They bring them coffee in the morning. My dad married this woman who was very subservient and was like a secretary. And I didn't understand it because this is a terrible thing to say. But I was younger and I was like, Dad, I don't get why you want – because I was in college and I was – she just –
You're in feminist mode.
I was in feminist mode. Thank you. I was super feminist. And my dad was dating this woman who like didn't do anything and just sat around the house and whatever. I was like, why are you dating this woman? He's like, Emily, she makes me breakfast. And I was like, Dad, you have cereal. And he's like, doesn't matter. Like, pours my milk. And I was like, I kind of understood that men, a lot of men, just want someone to. She took care of them.
It's about giving. It's a spirit of giving, and the great thing about being a giver is that you get so much in return. I am so good to my wife because no one's ever been better to me. So I give with this reckless abandon. How can I make my wife's life better?
That's all
I think
about.
How can I make her life better?
Right.
And she earned that from me
because
she treats me so well. Why would I give her up to go with someone who is potentially younger, thinner, cuter, smarter?
Right.
They exist. There's plenty of them.
Of course. And you live in L.A.
Yeah. And again, and that's not putting down my wife. Some people say, your wife should be very insulted the way you talk about her. No. I married her.
Right.
She's the greatest.
Right.
I call her the type O wife. Literally anybody can marry my wife and be happy. That's how great she is.
I can't wait to meet her.
I would have dragged her here, except she needed her sleep. She was up with the baby last night.
I know. You guys just drove in. I'm so glad you're here. You came in and did the show. So, okay. So why he disappeared though? What else? So what can we get from that? Like the first date, for example, is there any, like, are there a few things? I mean, you probably can't encapsulate one chapter right now, but what are some common things? Like, there's a lot of women kind of walking around going like, yeah, it was a fun date. It was great. We made out and he didn't call. Mm-hmm. Like what?
Well, again,
what could some scenarios be?
Well, let's talk about those two scenarios. I opened the book talking
with
about
two scenarios?
An amazing date that I was on. The woman went to Harvard. She was in grad school. We went to the W in Westwood at the time and made out in the parking lot until 2:30 in the morning. Never heard from her again. And I've spent like weeks thinking about what happened. What did I miss here?
Right.
It doesn't matter. That's the answer. It actually.
So sometimes it really doesn't matter, and we just like to obsess about it.
It has nothing to do with you.
Right.
If you gave it your A game and it didn't work out, it's their issue. They're dating someone else. They're going through some stuff
at
work. You can't hold on to the things that you don't even know.
Because you just beat yourself up with it anyway.
Right. If you actually had a great experience. Now, sometimes people are delusional.
Right.
Right. You've gone out with a guy. He had a great time. He followed up. I thought we had fun. And you're like, dude, I was being polite.
I'm like, who are you again?
Right? You're being polite.
Right.
But he doesn't understand.
Exactly.
So if you were to tell him the truth.
What do you think about that, telling people the truth, why it didn't work?
Only if they ask. You don't lead with it.
Right.
But that's the problem with dating. We don't give comment cards. So that guy who goes on the date and is relentlessly negative, he's going to do that with the next woman and the next woman.
I know, but wouldn't it be nice to kind of be like, hey, dude, this is why it sucked. Like, shouldn't there be some kind of, like, universal...
Rachel Greenwald wrote a book called Why He Didn't Call You Back, later retitled Have Him at Hello. She interviewed 1,000 guys about why they don't call women back.
Okay.
And she said, essentially, if you go out with someone, and this works for men or women.
Right.
You go out with someone, and a week goes by, and they don't call you or they don't return your calls, you can kind of take the hint, right?
Yeah.
So then you email him or her and say... we're talking more to men here, right? Nancy, I'm getting the sense you're not going to return my call. No big deal. I had a nice time meeting you last Wednesday. But I really would love to learn if there's anything that I did that turned you off, which is why you're not calling me back. I'm a big boy. I could take it. Please be brutally honest with
me.
Something that I could learn for the next time out.
Good. That would have to take a very self-aware, confident male.
But you have a chance to get
totally
some valuable
feedback. You were
an
ass to the waitress and you talked about yourself the whole time.
Got it.
Don't do it next time,
I had
right?
no idea. I was just being myself.
Yeah, and you suck. So whatever, in a very nice way, I'd say it. But yes, God, there's so much, save us so much work.
So if men and women could actually get feedback on what they're doing wrong, there's limitations to anybody giving advice. I'm not on a date with anybody.
Right.
So they have to
People have to ask and want, and people have to want to improve and want that. And a lot of people don't want to go
Yeah,
there.
Some people say, well, if he can't handle me the way I am, then I was like, all right, well, then good luck. Good luck
right.
with that.
Right.
If she can't handle the fact that I'm relentlessly negative, then she's not my kind of person anyway. Well, okay.
Right.
Good luck with that.
Exactly. God, this is such good advice. I love it.
Thank you.
It's very helpful. The work that you're doing is so important. Like, I want every single person who emails me to, like, have, like, 5 minutes with you. I think it would help them so much.
I feel very lucky, just like you do. I feel very lucky to be able to do this. So much of it is common sense, yet... we're so close to ourselves
right.
that we can't see clearly enough. And if you've struggled with relationships, why do I keep on – I mean, there's a common thing. I attract the wrong people.
Right.
I did some YouTube video on this. Mm-hmm. Very few YouTube videos of me. But one called You Don't Attract the Wrong People, You Accept the Wrong People.
Exactly. Why?
Well, people believe, oh, I'm a crazy chick magnet, or I'm a asshole magnet.
Exactly. We did a show about that just recently. I was like, look at the common denominator here. It's you.
All right. So it's not that you are a magnet, right? If I were to spin it my way, I dated 300 people before I got married.
Mm-hmm.
So I could say, I'm a crazy chick magnet.
Right.
But in fact, I attracted many women through online dating over many years. Most of them were not that way. A small mm-hmm. percentage were, and those are the good stories,
mm-hmm.
right? So I attract women. A certain percentage of them were crazy, but the crazies won't have any effect on you if you don't actually date them.
Right.
If you could identify.
But why were you attracted to the crazies?
I wasn't attracted to. It was put up with. She might be a physically attractive person. I'd be like, I'm kind of sad and lonely and pathetic, so I'll go out with her for 4 months because I got nothing else going on.
Right.
And people do that. We just go out with someone because we're down on our luck. It's been a while. This person's paying attention to me. I'm getting some good sex.
Right. We date so many. Don't you think it's a good rule to dump those people that are just filling your time?
It's not even let them in the door.
Don't even let them in the door. Because it stops the right person from coming
exactly.
in the door.
Exactly. Every second you're with the wrong person, you're not looking
exactly.
for the right person. And so
every second you're with the wrong
person. It's not that you attract them. It's that you accept them. Like if I were suddenly single and my wife left me, I would essentially look for her again.
Right.
I would never spend a half a second on someone who was critical and demanding and difficult. And
life is too short. Is getting clear on what you want as a person, and that is
most of us want the same thing. That's the amazing thing. We want to be treated well.
Yeah.
I mean, like you're
and we want to be adored.
Yeah.
Women want to be. I think it's a little different what we want. Men and women, what we want. Like I think that women. Want to feel like adored and appreciated and worshipped in some ways and taken care of. And I guess men might kind of want that too in a way, right?
Ding, ding.
Kind of the same.
It is kind of the same. That's the amazing blind spot.
We keep missing each other.
But that's the amazing thing is that you say, here's what I'm looking for. Men are looking for the same thing, and that hasn't necessarily occurred to you, that the way to a man's heart is just to treat him well.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, women, I've heard from women, but I do treat my man well, and they walk all over me. Then dump him.
Right.
Like I'm not asking you to stay with a guy who treats you poorly.
And they might stay with that guy because perhaps in their childhood, their dad treated their mom like that.
I'm not even going to get into it.
All I'm saying is, just dump him.
Yeah, I'm not telling you to be a doormat.
Right.
Treat your guy
right.
well. You'll get something great in return. If you don't get something great in return, you're out the door. The leverage you have is your ability to walk away.
Right, absolutely. Women walk away from that abusive men.
Easy.
Same with men. Just not calling you back.
Not even abusive, just indifferent.
Right.
The guy who's like, yeah, I'm not really ready for a relationship.
Can you come around and talk to like 10 of my friends today?
When I go to parties, my wife laughs. She's like, I know where to find you at parties. When there's a circle of 10 women surrounding you, that's where I know you are.
I love it. That is so funny. That's me too at the party, but I'm with dudes talking about sex.
Exactly, but
we would never meet at a party.
Takes a secure woman, right? That another reason she's super cool.
Exactly. I need a guy who can handle my own. That I'm going to be talking to 10 guys about sex.
One of the only people I was ever insecure around. I went out on a date in LA with a sex expert, and I was intimidated.
Really?
Absolutely.
Oh my God! This is what I get all the time. Why?
Because
she's a sex expert.
Yeah, because she's a sex expert. I mean,
can you help me with this problem? This is my problem.
I might have been around a lot, but still, like, that's...
I know. Okay.
You know, like...
guys are intimidated. People ask me that since I started the show. And when I started 6 years ago, I was like, no, I'm not intimidating. I'm the nicest girl in the world. But after 6 years, and I'm an expert, and I've been doing it, and I do feel like a lot of guys either, A, want to just be with me because I'm a sex expert,
sure.
So they're like, I'll want a banger.
Yeah, just to say I've been there, I've done that.
Right. Or they're super intimidated and then they can't like perform or they freak out.
Got it. I could see that. Well, as it turns out.
What'd she do?
She blue balled me twice.
She did? Oh my God, she totally got you there and then.
That was the funniest part, she got pleased and I got nothing.
Wow.
The first time I was like.
Good for her.
I was a sucker. Kidding. And the second time I was like, I can't believe you're doing this. I was like, is this part of the expertise?
Because right.
I'm not really getting this.
Maybe she wasn't. Yeah, those who teach, you know, sometimes can't do.
I'm sure she could have. I think she just didn't. And
that was funny. You were intimidated. You've just, oh, God damn it. But I don't want to believe it's true, but I think it's true.
And I never understood why people would be intimidated by me because
I'm not intimidating
at all.
Right.
And I remember one woman went out and bought my book and researched me before we went out, and the whole conversation was about me, and that's not a way to have a date.
No.
We're like I'm nobody, but like when I'm being treated like a celebrity by the person across from me.
We don't want to be treated that way.
Yeah, you just want to be normal. I'm like,
exactly.
No, I'm here. I'm on a date. This isn't research.
Yeah, I'm not analyzing you.
Yeah, I'm not writing a book about you. We're just,
right, unless it goes really bad, and then I'll talk about it in the morning on the show. Right, okay. God, that's so interesting.
But yeah, that's
the one woman. Okay,
one of the few times I've actually been like, oh, I'm out of my depth.
So do you think I should say something to the guys and be like, I know this? No.
I think you could kind of downplay it for maybe male ego purposes. I interview people. It doesn't mean I've slept with 200 people. It means I've interviewed 200 people about sex.
That's good. Okay. Oh, this is so helpful. Thank you so much,
I'm
Evan Marquette.
I love it.
Okay, we're good. We got to go. We've got covered a lot of good stuff here. Evan Marquette, your website, Evan, E-V-A-N, Mark, M-A-R-C, cats.com. Your book, Super Successful, Doing Well, Why He Disappeared.
Thank you.
And I want everyone to check out his website. What else?
Coaching.
If you need coaching, you can do it on the phone, right?
I've got group coaching. I got private coaching. I do work with men. It just doesn't say it on my website.
Okay.
I've got a blog where I answer reader questions. We get about 100.
I love your blog. He's an amazing writer.
120,000 people a month come to the blog. And so if you just want some really juicy topics and some amazing comments, we've got hundreds of people commenting on it. It's a really cool community.
Site. I think it's amazing. I think you've done a great job with it. I think of you as the dating coach.
There's a lot.
The premier dating coach in America. Evan Marquette's on my show.
I'm just going to say nothing and take a compliment.
Take it in. Okay, baby. Thank you so much. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com.